In this episode, we're going to explore some insights about manifesting that will absolutely change what is possible for you. And we're also going to explore the question, what is the one and only correct way to manifest? There's an answer to that question, and it's really interesting. Now, to begin with, I went ahead and looked up manifesting in the dictionary, and depending on what source you use, you'll find something along the lines of to make certain, to prove, to bring forth evidence of. And in our world, all of our reality is manifesting. That is all we do. We come into the world, we adopt belief models, and based on those belief models, we make certain, right? We make certain that our lives unfold in a certain way, or we do certain things, depending upon the belief models that we've been born into. And for those of us who practice what we call manifesting, it's really intentional manifesting or exploring the creative input and control that we all have into our lives at a deeper and more expansive level. And of course, who wouldn't want to do this, right? Because you explore those things and then you expand your horizons, you expand what you're able to do and experience and have in your life. Only now you're doing it consciously. And in order to do it consciously, first you have to get some interest in it, right? Have some exposure to these ideas, explore different things that you can do, different techniques, different models about that. Those are belief models as well. But ultimately, you decide to do this because you believe that something more is possible for you, that you believe that these things that you're doing are going to give you that creative input into your life and your life experience, what you are manifesting. Now, if you think about it this way, if a little child goes up to their dad and says, you know, I've decided I am so fascinated by planes, I'm going to be an airline pilot when I grow up. And if his dad says, no, you're not. Everybody in our family is working class. You'll work in town like we did. Don't be ridiculous. Now, they might adopt that belief model and go on to never believe that they can become a pilot, right? Or they might kind of say, I think he's wrong. You know, I'm going to be a pilot. And that's their belief. And therefore, they're able to go on and become a pilot. Manifesting, we see in all of life, practiced and expressed and explored in many different ways, not just that which we kind of label with this word manifesting or law of attraction or whatever kinds of things people want to call it. If a person wants to do anything in life, they start finding ways to expand past the boundaries that they're currently at, right? If you want to be a great tennis player, you might go get a coach who believes in you, who you believe in, who you believe can help you. But it's that belief in this possibility that fuels you to take the action and to keep going and to even, you know, when things aren't going the way that you'd hoped or as quickly as you'd hoped, and you keep moving forward because you have that belief. Belief is absolutely 100% fundamental. None of us is going to achieve anything that we don't fundamentally on some level believe is possible. It is very important to cherish and honor your belief and other people's beliefs, especially when it comes to expanding your beliefs about what you can do and about what is possible. And because of this simple but powerful belief, you choose to go down a path. And as you continue to go down that path and you have experiences and you have now evidence, your belief is manifested, right? Then you believe it even more solidly and it becomes unshakable. I know there's things that when I first wanted to believe they were possible for me or things could work a certain way, everybody around me was really a naysayer. And, you know, I got to the point where I kind of just didn't talk about it with most people in my life because I didn't want them chinking away at my belief. However, as I continue to explore and adventure on this quest, right, and have experiences, my belief became unshakable simply because I had so much evidence to support it. I had done so many things. I was like, you can believe whatever you want, but I believe this because I have the evidence now to support it. And this is an exponentially expanding experience, right? And I'm going to get to this when we talk about methods in just a minute, but you have experiences, your belief, what you kind of thought, like, I believe this is possible. And then you start really doing it and start seeing the relationship between what you're doing and the results, the things that are manifesting into your life. And you start to really deeply believe, I do have creative input into the nature and quality of my life, what manifests in my life, what I am making certain for myself. Nobody can take that away from me. And you have so much fun and you're doing this at one level, you think, well, what more can I learn about? What more is possible? And then you start naturally wanting to learn about other things, other techniques, other methods, and other aspects that are playing into what's going on and how this could all possibly work. And now I want to jump into the idea of methods. And this is something that's really important to me and a message that I hope will be really helpful to you. And there is many, many, many methods that you can use. And if you believe that that method will be helpful to you and will empower you, then that method will work for you. It doesn't matter what the method is. And this is why I really wanted to make this whole entire episode, is because I see people arguing about gurus and methods and techniques, right? And if someone believes that crystals are going to help them, that sigils are going to help them, and they will gather all sorts of information and they can tell you, share with you all of the information that they've learned about it. But fundamentally, they believe this, and therefore they're going to have the positive results. And the more they do, the more they're going to be an advocate for that, right? Like, I am pro crystal, I am pro sigil, I am pro visualization, whatever is the thing that you've enjoyed exploring in your life. And sometimes I see people, like I said, arguing about these things. And when you do that, you're asking them to question their belief, to actually put a chink in their belief. And you're also doing something really detrimental to yourself, because what you're saying to yourself is, this one thing that I currently believe is the only thing, the only way, the only possibility. And you are therefore cutting yourself off from all of the other expanded possibilities that you could possibly learn about. And so we could talk about this in forms of methods, different methods that people are enjoying using and exploring, getting that evidence, building their belief, right? Continuing to expand their lives. And there's also the whole question of the inner workings, or the, I guess I'd say, the underlying mechanisms, like, well, why does it work? Okay, we got 10 people using 10 different techniques. They're all being successful. So there must be something more. What is the underlying mechanism? Well, two things. Number one, who cares? I have lights on right here. I have no idea really how they harness the power and funnel it into my house. I just flip the switch. I enjoy the lights. However, the second thing is, I actually find that stuff really, really fascinating. I personally really enjoy learning more about it, opening up to even more possibilities, but you don't have to. What I am saying is, find inspirations, people, techniques, ideas, methods, use them. Experience is what creates that true, deep, fundamental belief. And if you find it interesting, then sure, start like learning more about the mechanisms. It's kind of inevitable that you keep expanding. That's certainly been my case. I just started the same way that everybody else started. I saw The Secret. I got Napoleon Hill's book, what the bleep. And then I just kept like, hey, I want to learn about vibrations and vibrational medicine and chakras and quantum physics and psychology, and start seeing how all these things interrelate, and mystery schools and all of these different philosophies and schools of thought that are all just different ways of looking at the same thing. How can I create evidence to make certain things in my life that are aligned with what I want to feel, right? How I want to experience life. So I hope that that part of it helps you to support one another when people are talking about different techniques and methods that they're using, or new things they're learning about, potentially the inner workings or those underlying mechanisms, to keep an open mind. At the very least, do no harm. Don't put any chinks in their belief. You can say, wow, that's super cool. I've been doing this and here's been my experience, and they will more than likely be excited to hear about your positive experience if it's not attached to a request that they stop believing in themselves, stop believing in what's possible, stop believing in the experiences they're having. So with all of that said, then, I want to get back to this question, because there's an answer. What is the one and only manifesting technique that works? Hopefully, after what we've just explored here today, this is going to make a lot of sense to you. And the one and only manifesting technique that works is the one that works for you. It's probably also going to continue to expand, and you will learn more cool things and find even more quickly you can intentionally manifest the things that you want into your life and your experiences as you continue to expand, because you're not cutting yourself off from those possibilities by saying, oh no, there's only one way, or, you know, this is wrong, or these beliefs are wrong. You are keeping yourself really open. So that's what I wanted to talk about today with regard to this idea of manifesting techniques. What is possible for you? Anything is possible for you. Anything. Please know this. Believe it. Lean into what is fascinating, what is working, what you're seeing results from, and continue to explore new things and reach for new things and keep an open mind, right? And that's what I wanted to share about manifesting insights and the one technique that will work for you.